Hi, hello. This is
Yes.
thank you for calling the sorry about that. Thank you for calling the baby formula helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes, please.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your loved one diagnosed with after being fed the formula?
Necrotizing enterocolitis. I am sorry
Okay,
if you never pronounce it.
it's
It
okay.
was a pain. Enterocolitis, yes.
I'm so sorry to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
The were there any injuries that they sustained, like gastrointestinal issues, scarring in the intestines, other serious long-lasting injuries?
Well, yes, well, in the beginning, his stomach was swollen and he was vomiting green stuff and blood was in his stool. And he wasn't like able to digest his formula good. And you want to know what happened after
Was there ongoing like
the surgery and everything?
gastrointestinal issues?
Well, yes, now he's like, has a lack of weight gain and stuff
He has what?
and trouble in eating. He has lack of weight gain and trouble
Oh,
eating.
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And there wasn't anything, any like ongoing intestinal issues or sepsis, neurological issues, anything like that as well?
Well, yes, with his intestines.
His intestines.
You know, he's having trouble. Yeah, he's been having trouble ever since.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record showing proof of diagnosis, at least with a doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what was your baby's date of diagnosis? Do you remember the what year?
It was in 2020.
2020.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know
Because
how
she was
long?
born 8/20. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you know how long, like estimated
He,
date he was diagnosed?
yes, that's all I was going to tell you. He was born 8/24/2020. And all that went on, they actually diagnosed him on September 15, 2020.
September 15th, 2020.
Yes.
Okay. And then was he diagnosed with NEC before being fed the formula or after?
After.
After, okay. And then you said he was diagnosed. Let me do the math on this real fast. 9/15. And then you said his birthday was 8/24?
Yes.
2020? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, one moment here. So roughly 3 weeks after. Okay. Do you know how long he was being fed the formula before being
He
diagnosed
was
with
being
the
fed.
NEC?
Yeah, he was being fed for a few weeks.
For a few weeks.
Stopped giving it to him on September 13th, 2020, because they tested him the next day, September 14th.
Okay. And then do you remember the diagnosing hospital?
Yes. Medical Center Enterprise, Alabama.
Okay, in Enterprise on Edward Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were they born at the hospital as well?
No, he was born at Flowers Hospital.
Flowers?
Flowers, yes. In Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan, Alabama?
Dothan, D-O-T-H-A-N.
Okay, I see here. On Main Street?
Yes, West Main, yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Was he transferred to the medical center from Flowers?
Well, we live closer to the medical center. And yes, that's why they had him to go to that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, did you ever leave the hospital? Did he ever leave the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
So he was born, and then you went home with them?
No. See, they transferred to the medical center in Enterprise. So we lived closer to there, and for me to be able to be, you know, going back and forth to be there with them easier, because
okay.
That was over an hour away.
Okay.
Dothan was over an hour away from where we live. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you were transferred. He never left the hospital personally then? Before being diagnosed? Okay.
From that hospital to that, you know, where he was born, to Medical Center Enterprise. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. And then do you know
mm-hmm.
what brand of formula was used?
Yes. The Similac Neuro.
Okay.
NeoSure. NeoSure, how do you pronounce it? Similac NeoSure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who's filing the claim? You are a mother?
Yes.
Okay. And is your loved one still living?
Yes.
Okay. And does the caller have authority to sign on behalf of the injured party? Do you have authority? You are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth? Like how far?
He was 30 weeks.
30? Okay.
He was premature, yes, 30 weeks.
And then, let's see, you said you guys never left the hospital, so he was diagnosed at the hospital. And
we left because they transferred to medical center anyway. That's where his records would be at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the date of birth is 8/24/2020. What's his current age?
Yes. 4.
4, okay. And then do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the baby formula?
No, I don't.
No, okay. And then next year, the injured party information. Can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay, and then can you spell his first name for me?
A-H apostrophe capital N-Y-X Onyx.
So again, it was A as in apple, H as in Harry, apostrophe, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, A as in apple?
No, X as in xylophone. NYX.
NYX?
Yes, X as in X-ray. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name?
Gully. G as in girl. U as in umbrella. L as in Larry. L as in Larry. E as in elephant. Y as in yellow.
Okay, perfect. Does he have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second?
No.
No, okay. And then he has child. And then do you have his last four? Do you know his last four? Or, excuse me, full social? If not, at least the last four.
You need a full social?
yes, please. Sorry, excuse me.
I have to get it out of my wallet.
Okay, no worries.
They memorize all my kids. Social bar. You need a full or the last four?
The full if you have it.
192-920479.
Okay, and it was 192-920479?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then next here, the signer information. So we have your first name here, LA'PAVIA.
Yes, it's a capital T, yes.
Capital T, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then same last name, G-U-L-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you are parent. excuse me, the email we have here is akgully76 at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is the 234-458-9130 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
975 County Road 239 Elba, ELBA, Alabama 36323.
36323?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I got it here. And then you would have official documents to show your power of attorney? Like your name's listed on the birth certificate?
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, yeah, birth certificate. Yeah.
And then were any of the following issues an issue during pregnancy, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No, they didn't have any of those.
Okay. And then was your child born prematurely?
Yes.
Okay. And then which state was your child born in? Alabama?
Alabama, right. Yes.
Okay. And was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And this is best to your knowledge, but do you know approximately when he was admitted into the NICU?
Yes, it was. Wasn't too long after they did the testing. I think it was the next day. He was diagnosed, like I said, on September 15th. And they started the treatment on the 16th with the antibiotics and, you know, oxygen and all that. And laparotomy surgery.
Okay.
All that was
done. Do you know when he was discharged? When he was, let out?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, October, actually on Halloween, October 31st, 2020.
Okay. And then, what was his birth weight?
3 pounds and 3 ounces.
Okay. And then you said the formula, we're going to go through the baby formula information. You said the usage start date. Was he fed the formula immediately from birth?
Yes.
And then fed up until the 13th?
Yes, September 13th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, was your child fed the formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and did, I believe you told me some of these, but did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? You already told me it was green vomits, and then there was bloody stools.
Yes.
Was there any,
yes.
Apnea, hypotension, swollen red tender belly, constipation, lethargic?
Yes, his stomach was swollen. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be a medical record for him, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay, and they will request the records, but they do want to know if they're needing assistance. Are you able to send them either electronically or via mail?
Well, I'm not even in the state at the moment.
Oh, no,
I'm out of town right now.
Not right now, but they just want to know if you would be able to.
Okay. I'll try to, but I'll give y'all permission to get them.
Yeah, no worries. And then what type of treatment or medical procedure did he undergo due to the NEC? Was there any, antibiotics, blood transfusions, laparotomy surgery?
Yeah, laparotomy surgery. He received antibiotics and oxygen.
Was that in September of 2020 that he was?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, I read the question wrong. Do you know when he was last treated for the NEC-related issues?
September 16th, 2020.
16. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or at least the facility where he was diagnosed at?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Michelle
Parker.
Misty Michelle Parker. Was she at Enterprise?
Yes.
Or the other one. Okay. Enterprise, Misty.
Enterprise. Mm-hmm.
Michelle Parker. Misty Parker, I see here. Is she the treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, we are almost done. And lastly, here are the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No, just me.
Just you? Okay, no worries. And then lastly here, for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
Oh, you need 10/18/99.
Again, it was 10/18/1999?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
416-51-5035.
Okay, perfect. And then bear with me here. Just to reconfirm Your child was diagnosed with the NEC. He was fed the formula. He's sustained injuries. Okay, so is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
That's okay. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you in a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you.